Got it, Rex. Yep. No, you're right. Well, you can't just delete them and leave the valves in there, because then they're not going to know what to do. So you're talking about the TGVs, yeah? Yeah. So I think they're called tumbler generator valves or something like that. Doesn't matter. Yeah. So those you can't just delete in the codes. If you wanted, you can delete them physically and then delete the codes, which is fine. But you still need a tune. Just because you're changing the amount of airflow the car's getting. Exactly, yeah. No, you can't do that either. Nah. So the problem with them is normally that the motors fail or they get stuck. What's your one doing? Yeah, so if you didn't want to get the car tuned, obviously to change those to actually delete them is actually a fair bit of work, because you've got to pull the manifold off, and there's a lot in it. Yeah, it's still the same amount of work. Yeah, so I would probably be trying to swap the motors over, because normally the motors fail on these, or the actual sensor on the front. Yeah. Sort of, yeah. They're actually pretty easy to do. The bolts are hard to get to, but swapping the motors is easy. Yeah, so I would probably... Yeah, go for it. Depending on which one it is, one of them is easier to get to than the other one. Probably about roughly 2 hours labor, so about 300 in labor. And then the parts, probably $100 for some used ones we got. Otherwise, I would probably try to just go maybe to a wrecker or something like that and get the TGVs and just pinch the motors and sensors off them. There's a sensor on the front and the motor on the back normally. And then just try swapping yourself. They're not hard at all. Yeah, so we'd be using used ones anyway. Yeah, that's the only thing, yeah. No, per motor normally. Yeah, budget about $500 to swap the motor. Otherwise, do the actual TGV delete. You need the deletes, which I think they're about 600 for the pair, just the actual housings. And then you're looking at probably $1,000 in labor, I'd say, plus another 990 for the tune. Exactly. Do the exhaust, intake, do everything in the one. Yeah, do the whole thing in one whack. Yeah, it upset the senses. That's right, yeah. Yeah, normally we just put a high flow cat in instead of the factory ones with a 3-inch downpipe. Don't normally recommend catless on a street car. It just smells and it's pointless. Yeah, exactly. Sort of, unless you tell your insurance that it's got mods on there. Normally they're pretty alright with that, especially if you're with someone like Shannon's. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I'd honestly, if it's a stock car, I'd probably just try swapping motors first. And yeah. Yeah, I mean, like for a relatively like l low modified car, like not something pushing crazy power. Yeah. As in, if it's not the motors. Yeah, it'll just be that. Yeah, that'll be the whole issue. Yeah. Yeah, it just depends on what it needs. So we'll be able to work that out when it's here. Normally bookings are about 3 to 4 weeks. Normally yes, it'd be just a day thing. Yeah, so normally you just need it for the day. Sometimes it might need it overnight. No, you're right. All good. Too easy. Thanks. See ya.